Yes, it is. The Rosie on the House show.
Hey.
I almost regret mentioning the word supercooling.
Well, when you do.
Because as soon as we do, the phones light up and nobody wants to talk about anything else but that.
You know, I have a bat phone back here, right?
Yes, yes.
And it's kind of lighting up back here, too. Everybody knows they can get to me even if they can't get to you.
Right.
So, not to be competitive, but Matt says he has 0% peak usage because he has super cooling and solar panels.
Oh, he's trying to beat my 8%? Yeah. Is that the deal?
Yeah, and then, you remember the guy?
Okay, so he's solar, and he's buying zero power. On peak.
Yeah. So he's a happy camper?
Yeah, can't get any lower than that.
Well, and do you remember we had someone in the office whose wife would not let him super cool?
I do remember
that. And you finally talked him into it?
I talked her into it.
Yeah.
After 2 years.
Well, I got a little bat message here, too. Sit down to 6%.
From what?
Well, he was on a regular time of day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had to convince them to switch to time of use. He was on the flat rate, paying like 22 cents a kilowatt. Gosh. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But he's down to 6. So there's another one trying to beat me. Okay, I've got a new standard. How low can you go without having solar panels? That's the new challenge. Hey, I've got an email here before we get back to the phones real quick from Earl. Sends an email here just how much he loves the show. You, your son, your staff, guest contractors are all great. We look forward to listening on Saturday mornings. And Earl's saying, look, Rosie, at my house, we've got wood exterior siding, and it's driving me nuts. I've been in the house 10 years. I've had to scrape it, sand it, caulk it, reprime it, and repaint it 3 times already. What can I do? Earl, you ought to take a look at cement board. It's made by James Hardy, and he's talking about how he can't find what he's looking for at some of the big box stores. So Earl, I zip code mapped your zip code that you include in the email, and I know you're out on the west side of town. Next time you come in town, get up to 7th Street in Missouri, go to Helt Lumber, bring them a picture of what you've got on the outside of your house, just walk up to the counter and say, I want all this stuff ordered in Hardy Board, and it'll be much more resistant to the peeling and the scraping and the painting. And if you'll stay tuned, we've got the friends from Arizona Painting Company joining us in the next hour, 10 o'clock hour, and we're going to be talking specifically about outdoor painting. As in last weekend, we were talking indoor painting and tricks and tips of the trade. Now we're going to be talking about outside painting. Now, do we want to get to a couple of these callers here before we run out of time here at top of the hour? We've got, let's go to John first. He's been patiently holding. John, my friend, good morning.
Hey, Rosie.
What are you up to?
Not a whole lot. I've got a question on this super cooling.
Okay, all right.
My question is about the thermostat.
Okay.
It's one of those ones I can set it from when you leave, when you wake, when you return, and when you go to sleep.
Okay.
But when our peak time is from 12 to 7, it doesn't want to stay at the temperature I set it at.
Oh.
Do I need a new thermostat?
Well, you know, whose thermostat is it, John?
It's a Honeywell.
It is? Okay. If you can't get that thermostat to program to do what you want it to do, you very well may need a new thermostat. But I've seen it more often the case that the program was inserted into the system wrong. Now, I would say try it and reset it from the very beginning one more time, or the next time your service technician is out, have them try and reset it. And you're going right. You want it as cool as you can take it between 7 and noon, and then between noon and 7, let it sneak up and let it go up like the guy we had on earlier today that cut his bill in half. He allows it to go up to 80. What did he say, 82 or 84 in the house? That's generally hotter than I would let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But he cut his bill by over 50% by doing that. And then come 7 o'clock, it cools down. Now, the new rate is 3 to 8. I think APS is going to get some real pushback on that. a lot of families can wait till 7 to start cooking dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now that we're talking about waiting till 8 o'clock in the evening to start cooling your house and to start cooking for the family and stuff like that, I don't know.
You know what?
If I had been on the Corporation Commission, my vote would have been no, but I wasn't there.
I wasn't either, but, you know, an opportunist and capitalist at heart, I'm adding solar ovens to the Rosie on the House
store. There you go. All right, folks, y'all stay tuned in the 10 o'clock hour. We've got our friends from Arizona Paint Company coming in and talking about tips and tricks of the trade for exterior painting and how long can you really expect an exterior paint job to last in the great state of Arizona.